Sheba to Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Thursday. Big 4 o'clock hour here. We got Wikipedia around the corner.
One hit wonder right here. Dexter Mixed Midnight Runners.
Good tune back in the day.
No, still a good tune.
You don't hear it much.
Funny video.
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah.
Test of time. There's no cheesy keyboard in it. Like, this is...
What's the high-pitched instrument in here that's almost like a... Is it a violin or is it a... can't quite place it. I mean, I'm not going to go yeehaw on it because it's not country by any stretch.
It's a funny video.
Also in the movie Tommy Boy.
Oh. Is that the reason it's on your radar?
No. No, it's a good song as well. But, yeah, I mean, I figured it out because of the movie Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
All right, NFL owners have voted today to accept the negotiated terms on a proposed new collective bargaining agreement. So now the ball is in the players' hands. Will they accept
this question?
Well, wait a minute.
This is the owners approving their own proposal.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've had problems before.
Oh, okay. You say, okay. Yeah. So they're all on the same page, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now we ship it over to DeMaurice Smith, mm-hmm. whom we haven't heard diddly out of in 3 weeks, which is a little weird. The head of the players' union.
I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
I mean, he's not out bad-mouthing anybody on the ownership side of the league, so.
And as Adam Schefter pointed out, too, a little while ago, about 10 minutes ago, there are now multiple NFL teams waiting to make roster moves based on the potential of the new CBA. And if new CBA is approved in the days to come, a flurry of roster moves will follow.
All right, so we're talking here, 17-game regular season, 3-game preseason, and 14 teams in the playoff instead of 12, and only the number one seed would get the bye week in the playoffs, not the 1 and 2 seed in each conference that we're used to. All right,
and the number one bye seed would get paid, unlike the old CBA, which they would not.
And the percentages change for the collective pie of 48.5% player revenue, yada, yada, yada. Basically, it means an extra $5 billion
that's B,
into the players.
Billion.
I see no downside here.
Well, player safety. You're making them play another game.
That was what they said they didn't want, but I think they were just holding out to make sure they got something for it. They have a price, and it appears to be $5 billion. They're talking about signing this deal by the end of the week.
I love it. Add to the list of sandwiches that you guys owe me.
Pete and I were pretty adamant that there would be a work stoppage after next season because that's all I heard from guys like Eric Winston. DeMaurice Smith is saying, hey, guys, save up your money. Plan on being out for 2 years until we get what we want. And we go from that to this moving in a week?
Let's wait to
see. Something doesn't pass my smell test.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, Craig. I'm waiting for that little glitch to come up. And maybe it's only I hope Chris is right. I really do. Because it can start this year. That's what I love about it. The 17-game season wouldn't be this year, but the playoffs would be this year. The new playoff teams would be this year.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with it because history shows that this show's ratings are better when there is no football, and we can handle it. If there was no football, we'd still be, you know, the most listened to sports show. I don't know. I'm just spitballing.
And finally, has Chris done this update yet?
No.
Okay. No, it's time now. Do you have you want to tease what you have?
The AB.
Oh, I almost got...
No. This is not that. This is something...
Because he was almost injured in a... Well, he was injured today, lifting weights.
It's about his grievance with the Raiders and the Patriots.
Oh. All right, very good. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
Big Poppy out at JetBlue Park today speaking with reporters. He expressed his displeasure with Oakland A's pitcher Mike Fiers, saying, quote, I'm mad at this guy. The pitcher who comes out talking about it went on to say, why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? That's my problem. Why nobody said anything while it was going on. NBA resumes tonight from their All-Star break. The Heat are in Atlanta taking on the Hawks, and a doubleheader on TNT starts at 8. Sixers host the Nets, followed by the Warriors hosting the Rockets.
Can we address your lead story there first for a moment? Because we should acknowledge it's two hours into the show. You're wearing your brand new A's hat.
I am. My new favorite team.
So that's their hat this year?
Pretty snazzy.
No, this is their old hat.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, this is a Cooperstown collection hat.
Yeah. That's
nice.
A nice hat.
It's the Kelly green with the yellow baseball, and it's got the swinging A's on it. Not just swing the A's, the swinging A's, yeah, from like back in the 60s.
Were they the Washington A's at that point?
I believe you mean the Philly?
The Philadelphia A's they were.
Right?
At point.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
That's what they were.
I don't know. I don't even know if, honestly, I don't know if this was a logo that was used like on the hat.
Yeah, that logo was used on the hat.
Okay.
That's absolutely.
It's very nice.
That's very
yeah, big fan of it, actually. Yeah.
You're going to wear that to Augusta? Because that's like Augusta green.
You know what? Yeah. That's kind of why I got the hat.
Really?
It's my high school colors. I mean, to it, exactly.
Green and yellow.
Exactly.
I know you say it's gold. It's green and yellow. It's a nice color combination. Underused in the sports world, I think.
Our school baseball hats look exactly like that, except it's the way that A is and the way it's designed. It would be designed like an H. That's it.
I think
exactly the same.
Green and orange, not together, but green and orange, underutilized colors in sports.
Well, they say in advertising, red and yellow together are the most colors that pop the most. Like McDonald's has got
makes sense.
Oh,
yep. Makes sense.
Oh, Hank, can I say that? Well,
is this breaking?
No. Well, that's the McDonald's. I told this to Craig earlier today. This came out. I retweeted the story.
Is this our new sandwich?
No.
No.
Much better.
No, I don't know if it's better.
McDonald's now. And where did I get this from? Darren Revelle from
Action Network.
Action Network and Business of Sports Betting. McDonald's is to sell limited edition six-pack of candles that smell like quarter pounder ingredients. I'm looking at the candles. Ketchup, pickle, cheese, onion, and beef.
I love it.
No, you don't.
But Craig, hear me out. What if you lit all of them together?
Together, yes. That's what
house.
I'm thinking.
Wait, they're individual? Like you got a ketchup candle
and
a pickle candle?
Right.
Come hither.
Hold on.
I want Craig to hear this, actually.
I'm just imagining, like, on a Friday night, right? You're having a good time with the girlfriend or the wife. And
yes.
You go to the bath. You draw a nice bath. You put some...
Oh, you're having a real good time.
You put some unscented...
Bubbles
in there.
Yeah.
And then you bust out the six-pack...
Of McDonald's
scented candles.
I think this is horrible. This is horrible.
I don't know about that.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. And I haven't been to McDonald's in a long time.
First of all, pickle-smelling candles should be... Nice, right?
I don't know, but all of them together.
I would like to.
Here's the deal.
I'd like to smell that better than what we smelled
yesterday. On days
yesterday.
Where I do go the fast food route,
right.
Buy something, drive it home, bring it in the house, eat it, consume it. When you get in your car the next morning,
I've got a follow-up.
And there's
to this.
That leftover funk in the air in your car.
Yep.
That's what this is. I don't want to add to it by lighting candles to enhance that in my house.
It's also because if you're driving and you always seem to drop a fry somewhere that falls in the crease of your seat.
It's unbelievable.
It's like a magnet.
And you don't know how it got there, but it did.
I'm right there with you. Mm. Have you guys ever done the move where, like, you know, you talk to the wife, hey, what are you doing for dinner? Oh, we ate early. You know, just pick something up for yourself on the way home.
Not often, but okay.
It's not often for me, but...
You've done the opposite. Hey, you guys have whatever you have. I'm buying a steak, and I'm coming home to grill it. You've done that.
You're right. I've done that, which my grill's on the fritz right now, which...
Well, what's on the fritz? Did it rust out or
so
what?
So the hose, right? The hose that goes from the grill to the propane tank.
Yes.
I...
Got a leak?
Go, I put it... Yeah, and I turned it on the other weekend, and I hear...
Yeah,
not good. So I think I got to get a new hose for that. But do you do the move where you get like the normal meal, right?
Yeah.
For me, I like the two double cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it's like
fries.
It's like
whatever.
$4.
But then on top of that.
1,800 calories right there, by the way.
I'll throw in
don't eat the
like like a chicken wrapper, an extra cheeseburger or something like that. Eat it on the way home. Then when I get home, I'm not judged for eating three cheeseburgers. I'm just getting judged for eating two cheeseburgers.
Okay, all right.
You've never done that?
No.
You never pulled that move?
No, not once.
Okay.
But I understand it. It's a guy move. I like
Maybe I'm in the minority.
Fine. All right. Now, who's the texter? Rock Chuck. Yesterday at this time, it was Brussels sprout smell. Now it's McDonald's six-pack. But you're right. By the way, I think Brussels sprouts learned his lesson. I don't smell them cooking up anything over there across the hall. All right,
but I think we should sample these candles, get them in here, and light them.
I don't want to add that smell to this room.
All five of them together. I would like to experiment and see.
What's bad about a quarter pounder with cheese smell?
I kind of like it.
I love it.
Fine.
Ketchup, pickle, cheese, onion, and beef.
Take the patty, rub the grease on your palms, and. Rub that.
You have to place the candles in the right way. They have.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Now, give me a McRib. Now we're talking.
Oh. When I was a kid, I loved.
I still
love the McRib.
You know what they didn't put on here?
Still love the McRib.
Really? You do now? Because as an adult, I don't like it so much.
Oh, yeah, and once you get past the fact that you know you're not eating meat, like, yeah, you're good.
I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, there's just some pork extra in there.
Great Family Guy cutaway. And like, kids, the McRib is back. Yeah, come on. But in addition to the ketchup, pickle, cheese, onion, beef, what they did, also one of the candles here is sesame seed bun candle.
Ooh.
Now, if it smells like freshly baked bread.
That's what it would smell like,
so,
right?
Okay. The order you put it in is sesame seed bun candle followed by ketchup candle, onion candle. It says it on the candle, 100% whole beef, and then pickle candle and cheese candle. You have to put them in that order for it to come out properly.
Kentucky Tim says, one of my, is it basketball or baseball players? I used to double cheeseburger between two McChickens on a regular routine.
Oh, man.
See, when you're that age, if you're high school, you could pound that. Like, my regular McDonald's when I was a teenager.
I still remember it. Go.
Quarter pounder, 20 pack of McNuggets, fries, and a shake.
Wow, the shake too, huh?
Yeah.
I would go four cheeseburgers, large fry, large Coke.
Wow.
Go to every single time, and it's the perfect amount of food. Not too much, not too little. When you're 15, 16 years old.
Right, you got the metabolism to burn that off.
My dad picked me up, and we used to go to, there was a Burger King on the way home. I would get a Whopper, not with cheese. Whopper, chicken sandwich, onion rings, and what was the third? Oh, and a bacon double cheeseburger. And usually Diet Coke. I wasn't a big shake for and a Diet Coke. And every single time, just about, she would say, okay, she starts to bring up your order. My father would say, no, that's my son's. I have to order now.
Now mine.
She's like, what? And wow. I was a rail.
It's amazing the amount of food you can eat as a teenager.
Well, when it
burns.
When it's unbelievable.
And you're working out 3 hours, 4 hours a day.
It was not when I would come home from basketball or baseball practice or whatever. Not crazy for me to do an entire box of cereal with milk in one night.
I used to do those giant tubs of ice cream, the big ones.
Oh, really?
The big cheap ones.
Yeah.
Knock them down during late night with Dave Letterman or something like that.
Fantastic.
Dumpster Fire says, nothing gets me in the mood like the sweet smell of Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Lent starts next week. I might be pounding a couple of those.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, Lent is next week, isn't it? I read that somewhere.
Should I give up?
So, you know, we've always heard of Fat Tuesday and Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm.
Today is known as Fat Thursday. It's the Thursday before. I've never heard of today referred to as Fat Thursday. It's in our, like, national day of the week thing I look up. But anyway, if I may bring this conversation full circle. Chris, the A's hat, and then you talked about Mike Friars because Big Poppy talked about
right,
him.
Right.
Mike Friars is the guy that spilled the beans on the Astros, former Astro, right? And he spilled the beans on his former teammates cheating. Another part to that story is he was asked about, will he be a target of retaliation this year? And he says, I don't want extra protection for Major League Baseball, and then I could defend myself. I will have to hit. And in National League ballparks, sometimes you just get thrown at. He seems totally okay with it. I really didn't think about him much in this story. I've always thought about Astros players facing the retaliation. Will he get it just as bad? Not because he was part of the team that did it, but because he was the whistleblower. Now juxtapose that with now you have all these star players complaining about what the Astros did. So I'm thinking maybe they think it's good that Mike Fiers spilled the beans. But maybe not. Does he face retaliation this year?
It's possible. It's an interesting point. But I think we should play this sound. This is from today. This is from Jonathan LaCroix, who the Red Sox picked up this year. He's one of the right now. He'd probably be there. Probably not that bad. He'd probably even be the third string catcher. But he played last year, or he played a couple of years ago. He played he's a journeyman. He played in their division with three different teams.
Yeah.
And he had some interesting, real interesting things to say today. I think that definitely worth a listen. It's about a minute and a half. So you want to hear this?
Yeah.
This is Jonathan LaCroix today over at JetBlue on the Astros sign stealing. He played for the Rangers, for the A's, and the Angels as well.
I knew about that 2 years ago. That was going on, and I know it just recently came out. Everybody in baseball, especially in that division that played against them, we were all aware of the Astros doing those things. And it was up to us to, you know, outsmart them, I guess you could say, which is kind of hard when you have a computer program that breaks your signs. But, you know, we actively changed signs. Almost every pitch we were changing signs. And you had to because they had them. They would relay them to second. They were stealing them from first, too, from between your legs. So they were actively – they had a very intricate system going on. We were well aware of it. And it was a challenge, especially very, very – it was a mental challenge to really overcome that. And, you know, it's easier said than done, but, you know, it's a shame. And I'm glad it came out and it's been brought to light because it needed to. It was getting out of hand. And, you know, I was in that division for 3 years, you know, on different teams playing against them. And there were times that they were on every single pitch. And you're like, how are they doing this? How is this happening? And when we found out how, we were like, well, okay, we got to start changing signs up a lot. And we did. And, you know, the swings actually got worse whenever we started to change the signs up all the time.
So he's glad they got caught because he mm-hmm. knew about it, but he didn't want, you know, he and yeah. others didn't want to be the one. So yeah. I go back to my original question. How much heat is Mike Byers going to get in retaliation? I don't know. He seems to think he's going to get plunked.
Well, how many bats is he going to get?
Well, it's just in National League cities. True.
Yeah.
And don't forget, he's a pitcher. He can retaliate.
Yeah,
that might make a difference.
But I do have odds. From Bovada, by the way.
All right.
For pitchers to hit an Astros player with a pitch during this upcoming season.
All right. Now, keep in mind, the odds are already out that the Astros, the over-under is set at 83.5. That was 66 last year, so it's much – they expect them to get hit a lot more this year. But you've boiled it down to which pitchers are most likely to be doing the throwing.
These are odds from Bovada and probably going to be in Vegas as well as to which pitchers to hit an Astros player. So I'll go – we'll start it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 6 pitchers here.
All right.
I'll go with the best, you know, worst at world. Rich Hill. A yes is +120.
Okay.
A no is -160.
Okay.
Mike Fiers. A yes is +160. A no is -215.
He's going to do the poll. Okay. Interesting.
Mike Clevenger. Yes, -170. No, +130.
Hmm.
Kent Almeida. Yes, +115. No, -150.
Yes.
Hyunjin Ryu, yes, +120, no, -160. And Aroldis Chapman is even for a yes, and yes. A no is -130.
I would have loved to have seen these odds had the Dodgers played the Astros this upcoming year in interleague play. I would have loved – that would have been a stone-cold lock, I think.
So I got the A's schedule up. They have a – I mean, all the National League teams that they play on the road, there's not really any – ties or anything. They
doesn't matter though, Chris.
They got a 3-game set against the Phillies. I mean, I
think the anger is universal. I don't think there has to be ties.
I'm talking about Mike Fiers.
Oh, that. Okay.
And if he would get retaliation for pitching for the A's. You know, 3-game series against the Phillies in Philadelphia, 2-game series against the Giants in San Francisco. They have a road series. I'm pulling up the second half. 3 games against the Nats. And those are the only National League games on the road.
Hmm.
So they only play about nine games on the road this year against National League teams.
And he might not even be pitching.
The schedule might work out where he doesn't.
This might be hanging over his head for a few years, maybe.
Well, you know that we've had the manager of the Phillies come out, and he didn't sound upset at Mike Fiers at all during his Girardi's interview on Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, again, Girardi and Dusty Baker, who weren't even in baseball last year, are the two most – the ones that are talking the most about this whole situation, which is ironic.
Well, it's easy for them.
It's their hands are clean.
Yeah.
They got no. Yeah, absolutely.
So I want to just reiterate once again about what is happening in the NFL. They flew to New York today. The owners did for a meeting about the current CBA that was on the table. They wound up voting on whether or not to accept it. And according to a release from the NFL, they have opted to accept the terms of the deal negotiated with the NFLPA. As they note in a statement, the agreement must also be accepted by the union in order for the agreement to go in place. Quote, the membership voted today to accept the negotiated terms on the principal elements of a new collective bargaining agreement. The Players Association will also need to vote to approve the same terms for there to be an agreement. Adam Schefter of ESPN also reporting that the new CBA terms were not unanimously accepted. owners also voted to move forward with the rules for this year of the 2011 CBA, should the union not approve the terms. And players, reps from the league, 32 teams will have a conference call on Friday. Those reps will vote on whether or not to pass the CBA onto the full body of players.
They need a two-thirds vote.
Two-thirds, yes, of the player reps would have to be in favor, but the final vote would need a simple majority for approval.
This thing's a wrap.
So you need 22 names?
Yeah.
Or 22 yays, I guess?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Tyler just called in wanting to know about how would you schedule 17 games. The NFL has not announced where that last game will come from. So those of you who don't know, the NFL, the way that the schedules are put together right now, you've got six games within your division, home and home.
Yep.
You'll play an AFC division and an NFC division, and then you play the other two teams in your conference that finish the same place as you in the in their division.
Yep. Yep.
So the fourth place team in the AFC East will play the fourth place team from last year and all the other AFC. They haven't announced how that final game will be scheduled.
All right.
But one thing's for sure is that the 17th game will not take place next year, but the two new playoff teams would.
Yeah.
So come into play
next time we have playoffs.
This coming season.
The next time we have playoffs.
Yep.
This will be
an additional two games in the playoffs.
Yep.
Go Lions.
Three wild card games on Saturday, three on Sunday.
Your reaction to this and your suggestions at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
A lot of trouble from this song years ago.
867-5309.
What's the area code?
We don't know, but people didn't care. They just dialed every area code, and, you know.
Can you imagine if that was your number?
Oh,
well, that's happened to people. There have been stories about this song and this number. Hey, since it's Jenny, maybe it's Jenny. God.
Here comes.
We'll ruin the song.
Forrest
Please
Gump.
Don't.
My legs. Lieutenant Dan has magic legs.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it. I feel like you're getting a little condescending about it now.
Yeah. Are you watching another sock? Is this possible?
It's
three?
The same one.
It's the same one.
No, this is.
No, it's different.
This is Oily versus Arsenal.
No, this is Olympiacos against Arsenal. Earlier, we watched Club Bruges against Man U.
Says,
this is ridiculous.
Old Dominion versus Arkansas State.
What is OL? How do you get Old Dominion out of OLY?
I don't know.
It's Oily.
It's Olympiacos.
Are they any good? Is that Greek?
Yes.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Oh, God.
All right. In case you're just tuning in, it looks like the NFL and the NFL Players Association are getting close to an agreement for the collective bargaining deal. The owners met in New York today, all 31 of them. Did you say it was not unanimous?
It was not unanimous. No,
Pete
Adam
said that.
Adam Schefter reported.
Do we know by how much?
No.
Like, was it a couple?
He just said it was not unanimous.
I'm sure that'll never get out.
17 games, regular season, 14 teams in the playoff instead of 12.
Which would start this year.
The playoff part would, yes.
Yes.
And the
part.
Number one seed would get a bye week but still get paid. The number two seed would not get a bye week anymore in the NFL playoffs. Your reaction to that at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Teacher Tim says on the Stony Brook text line, doesn't matter, you could open the NFL playoffs up to 15 teams in each league, and the Lions and Browns won't be in the Super Bowl anytime soon. Sorry, Craig.
Teacher Tim, that's very hurtful, but Teacher. Probably accurate. All right. So,
I got a list and a quiz.
We got quiz and list time here. All right, this is for college football?
College football, both.
And don't forget, before the hour is up, Wikipedia, your chance to, what are we giving away today? Is it 20 Mo bucks?
20 Mo's.
20 Mo bucks.
Today's date is February 20th, 2020. That's 2-20-2020. Lots of twos.
0220, 2020.
So we're going to do sports trivia that involves the number two.
Why not the number 20?
Because we wanted to keep it pithy.
There are more twos than 20s in sports. Although I probably could have done 20. Barry Sanders, Abby Wambach.
Yeah, could have. I wouldn't have put Abby Wambach in the same breath as Barry Sanders, but okay.
Oh, she's the Barry Sanders of women's soccer.
Maybe in your mind.
Well, no, she like she's probably better than Barry Sanders in women's soccer.
She played she played longer than Barry Sanders.
Both of you, stop.
She
your
won
nonsense.
More than Barry Sanders.
I quit.
She won a World Cup, ridiculous. Right? Look, like two.
Asinine.
Two. Yeah.
Three? Asinine conversation.
I think it's dead on.
It's not.
All right. So here's my first another list.
A list.
Followed by a quiz. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
And now, a list.
All right, start the countdown, the unofficial start to college football season. Less than 5 months away, kiddies. Yeah. SEC announcing today it will hold its annual media days from July 13th, write this down, through the 16th.
All right.
Here we go. So here it is. For the second time in 3 years, the event will be held at the Omni Atlanta Hotel at CNN Center, which I'm not a big fan of it being there, but who cares, right?
Right. Just a media room for Nick Saban to scoff at the media at.
League Commissioner Greg Sankey announced last year's media days that the 2020 version would be held in Atlanta, followed by the Nashville Grand Hyatt next year. So here we go. Here is a list of full schedule of coaches by the SEC in alphabetical order with order of appearances to be determined. So Monday, July 13th, it'll be Florida, Dan Mullen.
Right, first off the bat?
Right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate.
Is what LSU, Ed Orgeron, and then Missouri's Eliah Drinkwitz. On Tuesday, the 14th, Georgia's Kirby Smart.
Kirby.
Kentucky Mark Stoops.
Kirby's going fifth.
Ole Miss Lane Kiffin and Vandy's Derek Mason. Now, they haven't said what order they're going to – this is just the day they're on. They haven't announced what order they're going to be in.
Yeah.
Wednesday, July 15th, your speakers – Nick Saban of Alabama, the new great offensive line coach from Georgia, now the new head coach at Arkansas, Sam Pittman.
Yeah.
Also, Mike Leach, Mississippi State, and Tennessee's Jeremy Pruitt. That's on Wednesday. And on Thursday, you round out with three, Auburn's Gus Malzahn, South Carolina's Will Muschamp, and Jimbo Fisher of Texas A&M on the 16th.
Okay.
There you have it.
There you have it. There's the list.
Absolutely.
Before we get to your quiz, I'm going to be that guy for just a moment. Barstool sleeper texting in. With the extra playoff team, wouldn't there just be more mediocrity? 8-8, 7-9.
I texted him back.
Did you tell him his math is off? His math is off because we're going to be playing 17 games, not 16. We're not going to have 8-8 and 7-9.
Well, I mean, I think to his point is he didn't want mediocrity.
Neither did I, but get the math right. That's what I'm saying. I'm being that guy right now. Because people did it to me earlier.
I can't argue with you on this, huh?
Yeah. Yahoo Sports Pete Thamel, breaking news right now. Steve Sarkisian, Alabama offensive coordinator.
Gone!
Staying.
Whoa!
Staying.
That is breaking news. He was going to Colorado.
No. He says no. Nope. Not doing
good.
It. Not doing it.
Oh, Colorado's running out of options. I mean, they're down to like Brett Bielema now, who's begging. He's begging anybody. Take me.
Please.
Please. Somebody! Go!
Who cares?
Oh, is that a replay? Sorry, my bad.
Who cares?
It was a replay. Yeah, that's okay, though. I like the enthusiasm. I can appreciate it.
Who is it? I don't even know who I cheered for.
It was Arsenal. Who was
Dominion?
That? Lacazette.
Just goals.
Like Arkansas State gave up a goal.
They're so rare, I just had to scream out with joy. Okay, now, time for a quiz.
Time for a quiz.
This is a quiz.
All right. With so many coaches constantly on the move, except for Steve Sarkisian, it can be difficult to keep tabs, right, guys?
Absolutely.
Who's running certain Power 5 programs. So, for today's little quiz, I'll give you the name of five FBS schools, and you tell me, if you can,
this is fun,
who the head coach currently is.
Love it.
This could be challenging.
Love it.
This could be challenging.
This could be embarrassing.
I am not in the mode.
This could be really embarrassing.
I know you're going to get one.
Okay.
But I don't know about the rest of them. So we'll start
with. What was that?
That was my little drum roll.
Yeah, but they're going to knock us off the air.
We have music.
I was excited.
Stuff's going to fall in here, though.
You're ruining my enthusiasm.
No, I like the enthusiasm.
I quit.
Stuff's going to fall.
All right.
All right. First up, Oregon State.
If you get
more than one of these, I'll be stunned.
These are all new coaches?
No.
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 Okay.
The question was, A lot of coaches on the move. It can be difficult to keep tabs on who is running certain Power 5 programs. So here are five FBS schools. You tell me who that
is. And you give me a school that didn't make a change? This is where I'm confused. Okay, okay.
Oregon State.
I have no clue. I can't even guess.
Greg?
I have no idea.
What's a...
do they even play
football? I'll give you a hint. Give me a... I'll give you a, just for the last name. What's the one of the most common last names there is?
Smith.
Okay.
Jonathan Smith.
John Smith. Probably could have guessed that.
He doesn't like John.
Yeah, but if I said John Jonathan. Smith, you would have given that to me.
Right, right. Yeah, I would have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Next.
Now. All right. Now see if we can get
this school
right. Can
you go east of the Mississippi?
Right. Let's see if we can get this right, Craig, because you got basketball coach at Georgia Tech wrong. Who's the head football coach at Georgia Tech?
Not Paul Johnson.
No, Paul Johnson left. No, it's gone. The next guy.
It's the new guy.
Next guy that beat Miami last year.
Josh Pastner probably does that too.
No.
Football and basketball.
I got no clue.
I can't tell you.
All right, last name. The lead singer of Genesis. Who went solo.
Oh, you're going to give me a hint.
Collins.
Yes.
Phil.
Jeff.
Jeff Collins.
Jeff with a G. G-E-O-F-F.
Never would have got that in a million years. Where did he come from? I don't know. All right.
Number three. This is the one you have to get. You can't say it. Indiana.
Oh, what's his name?
This made your quiz? This is insulting.
Chip. Skip. Clip. Todd. Todd. No, no.
I want to say Tom.
Yep.
Tom Morris?
Nope.
Who's Tom Morris?
I don't know.
Morrison?
Nope. Tom Allen.
Close. I was close.
Craig only mentions him every week.
I don't listen to him.
What?
I'm the co-host of your show on your station.
That's okay.
Why did my guy make the list of obscure coaches? That's insane.
Pretty damn obscure.
Do you know we're a football school now? All right.
Number four.
So is Carolina.
Number four. It's possibly Mike at this one, but unlikely. Louisiana Tech.
La Tech.
The Bulldogs.
No way. Can't do it.
You know the name.
I do?
Yes, you do.
Brett Favre.
No, he's been around coaching Division I for a while.
June Jones.
No.
He's in the XFL.
Part-time.
He has a famous dad who also coached big time in college football. Tried to coach for a day in the NFL, couldn't do it.
Oh, I was going to say Dooley.
Shula.
No.
Shula coached in...
Oh, that's Shula. No, yeah. No.
Mike.
Yeah.
No, we can wait here until the music runs
Think
out.
Think about a pretty big name in college football. Not...
Lane Kiffin.
Before. He was working for ESPN until very recently, or still does a little.
About ready to run out of music. I don't know.
I got no clue.
I got nothing for you.
If I say his first name, you'll get it. Louisiana Tech. Skip.
Bayless.
No.
Skip Holtz.
Holtz.
Yes. Skip Holtz. Finally.
Now that you say that, I guess I kind of remember we made a comment about it once this football season. Yep.
Skip Holtz. I love it. Do it again.
Skip Holtz.
Five, Texas Tech.
Ooh, let's see. Kingsbury's gone.
Last name. Same as a baseball player who pitched a no-hitter drunk once. Not too long ago. Kind of husky.
So the fat one for the Yankees. What was his name?
That's his last.
Wells.
Yes. Wells.
Coach Wells. Texas Tech.
Yeah, Coach Wells.
Yes. Matt Wells.
Matt
Wells.
Oh, right at the end of the music. Perfect timing, everybody.
No, I pulled it down.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. No. It's lucky timing.
Production.
Lucky timing.
All right. Very good. That was a fun test.
Yeah.
We didn't do very well.
We did.
That was very tough. That was very.
Did we go over
as
five?
You could go. Yeah.
And I had to sit out.
You would have gotten one.
I would have got one.
You would have gotten Tim Allen.
I had to recuse myself. Who'd you say?
Tim Allen.
Tom.
Who cares?
Tim Allen. This isn't Home Improvement or Santa Claus.
Pam Anderson was on that show for a minute.
For the first season.
How about that?
How about that?
I would watch a hardware show with her as the hostess.
That's what they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. Good ratings back in the day.
And what was Al all about?
Al?
Yeah. That was his co-host's name, right? Al?
Yeah. The guy with the beard, his friend.
Never understood it.
What? He was just his...
But it seemed like that character didn't need to be on the show. He really didn't further the plot line at all.
No, Tim Allen needed somebody to bounce his stupid jokes off of. And then there was a whole other guy
on
the other
side.
But
Pam Anderson was there.
There was the other guy on the other side of the fence, Wilson.
Wilson, that was his name.
Only saw, he's dead, that actor, by the way.
Oh, no.
Several years ago.
Did you see that they got a new Jake from State Farm commercial?
Yes.
Wow.
They used the original part with the guy at 3 a.m. on the phone.
Right, but then they changed up Jake.
But then they go to, Jake is different. In fact, there's like two guys in khakis in their cubicles working at 3 a.m.
It's ridiculous. And don't give me that Jake from State Farm was murdered by his wife. That's a hoax. That's not real.
Well, the new Jake is African-American. Maybe they decided to mix it up a little bit.
That's what it was.
They didn't want to be too white. Yeah. It's time to move on now.
Maybe they just...
Because now we're all uncomfortable. All right.
Yep.
Wow, you guys aren't helping me out at all. All right. Caller number 9. Time to play Wikipedia against Pete Shepard for 20 Mo Bucks at Mo's Southwest Grill. Number 2 trivia, since it's 2-20-20. That's the date, in case you didn't know. Caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Wikipedia, caller 9, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter, shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. Wheel Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
Today's date is 2-20-2020, so we're going to do twos, number 2 in sports. Caller number 9 is Ron in Fort Myers. Ron, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How old are you, Ron?
I'm a young 67.
All right. Are you retired?
Semi.
What do you do for a living, semi?
I'm in the construction business.
All right, very good. All right, first one to 3 correct answers is a winner. We're going to go with you first, Ron. Here's your first question.
All right.
What number 2 won 5 World Series and had the nickname El Capitan?
What? Say that again, please.
What number 2 won 5 World Series and had the nickname El Capitan?
Boy. Not a baseball fan. I don't know. I'm going to go with Captain Ron. I really don't know. I don't know.
Pete, go ahead.
Pete, say it.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
Derek.
No, my son-in-law and my grandson Jeter. Would know that. I wouldn't have a clue.
All right. Here we go. Question number 2. This is for you, Pete Shepard.
Yes.
What current number 2 in the NBA has won NBA titles with his previous 2 organizations?
Say the question again. I want to overthink this.
What current number 2 in the NBA?
Current number. Where's number 2?
Where's number 2? Has won NBA titles with his previous 2 organizations.
Oh, man. Where's number 2? That's probably easy. I'm not going to waste time. Number 2 previous organizations. Davis, I don't know. No.
Ron, your chance to steal. Who wears number 2 in the NBA? He has won NBA titles with his previous 2 organizations.
Don't you have like a golf or a college football question or something?
Well, we wouldn't have a golf question for the number 2.
I have no clue, but I only know like 3 names, so I'm just going to throw out there, I don't know, Dwayne Wade.
Kawhi Leonard is the answer we are looking for. He won titles with the Raptors and before that with the Spurs.
Why didn't you give them that information?
Why didn't what?
The teams that he won titles with. Like, that's an impossible question, what you just asked, without the bit of information
exactly.
that
That's why I didn't know it, yeah.
Who wrote the questions?
I wrote the questions. Craig just omitted a part of the question.
You did?
Yes.
You omitted the part of the question?
I guess I blanked out. You know, that would have been
blanked out?
I got to tell you, had I said Raptors and Spurs, I know Pete would have guessed Kawhi Leonard immediately. So it was too easy.
Again, I'm a victim.
I got to tell both of you, Pete and Ron, these are two of the easiest questions Chris has ever written, and we're over.
You left out information.
The easiest part. Absolutely.
You can't edit the questions because you don't like them.
It would have been like, and I said, who wore number 24 like and Alex 8 for the Lakers?
Imagine if Alex Trebek did this on Jeopardy.
Trebek would never do this.
Of course not.
That's what I said. I'm on a judge's review. Let me see what the judges say. Okay.
All right. Ron, how's your football knowledge?
Can you just read the questions verbatim as they are written?
Ron, do you watch football?
Better than NBA and baseball.
All right.
Let's go with that.
Here's your question, Ron. What quarterback who wears the number 2 blew the largest lead in Super Bowl history?
That just happened recently.
Yes, it did. Semi-recently.
Yeah. Seems like a decade ago.
Oh, boy. I know who it's not, so that doesn't help. I'm going to go Andrew Luck.
No.
No. Pete Shepard.
How about another guess?
No. Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan is who we're looking for there.
Oh, my God. See how smart I am?
Lee and Perrins says, I agree with you, Craig. Well done. Thank you, Lee and Perrins. Chicken salad says, suck it, Trebek. Pete
Nobody's
Shepard.
Texting in on my side, huh?
No. Pete Shepard. Let's see if we can get somebody on the board. What current NFL quarterback wears the number 1, but in college wore number 2 during his Heisman Trophy and national championship winning season? Thank you.
We got one.
Hey.
Hey.
Nicely done.
Thanks. All right.
Except he wears number 1 now, really.
Oh, my God.
We got to get better listening on this show.
That's what the question said. I said, what current NFL quarterback wears the number? I read the question verbatim. Before, you yell at me for not reading the question verbatim. This one, Pete Shepard, I read verbatim, and you missed it. You didn't hear it.
Talking about?
This is frustrating for me.
I did mention he wears number 1. All right,
I know. I'm teasing.
Keep it pithy.
Because number 1 was like the focal point.
Ron.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What all-time great NBA player wore the number 2 for the Philadelphia 76ers? And it wasn't Dr. J or Charles Barkley. How about that?
Is that improvisation again?
Huh?
I have no clue, but I'll throw out another name. Allen Iverson.
He was number three. Pete, care to take a guess?
Say it again.
What all-time NBA player wore number 2 for the Philadelphia 76ers? This is the worst Wikipedia ever.
I'm quitting. All-time,
Chris, I think your questions were excellent.
Not Wilt. It wasn't Wilt. It was Moses Malone?
Yes, it was Moses Malone.
Okay.
But you don't get a point.
I don't get a point for that. Moses Malone, yeah.
All right, where are we at? This is for Pete Shepard.
Hey, what's that? Think about it. Moses hasn't played in a while.
Pete.
Yeah.
What current NFL running back wore number 2 while at Alabama during his Heisman Trophy winning season in 2015?
Ooh, pick me. No.
Hold on, Ron. You get your chance.
Ron's got one.
You'll get your chance if he whiffs on this.
Oh, I am going to whiff on it. In 2015?
Yeah.
Brooks.
Incorrect. Ron,
Alabama running back has the last name Brooks?
Okay, Ron, what current NFL running back wore number 2 while at Alabama during his Heisman Trophy season in 2015?
Mark Ingram.
I thought you acted like you knew it.
Oh, I thought I did.
Who was it?
Derrick Henry, people.
Oh, Derrick Henry.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, too easy. Yeah.
He's too. Yeah.
Ingram was 22.
All right. Ron.
Oh, well,
Ron.
Close.
Ron, this is for you.
I'm still up.
What? Yeah.
Against all odds. Yes, you are.
So, yeah. Hanging on. Be ironic if nobody got to 2 and the question's about 2.
Ironic. Making fun of my name, ironic.
Ron, what former number 1 overall pick in the NBA out of Kentucky?
Oh, my God.
Currently out injured, but when he is on the court, wears the number 2?
Zion Williamson.
Oh. Number one.
Pete Shepard.
Kyrie Irving.
Nope. John Wall. John Wall's the number one.
Oh. Does he win two?
Kyrie Irving is out of Duke.
I'm just going without. I'm paying attention to golf. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hi, Pete. Pete Shepard.
The Mexico Championship.
Yep.
Pete Shepard, your question.
Yep.
What two-time Stanley Cup winning defenseman wears number two for the Chicago Blackhawks?
Currently?
Currently, yes.
Well, Dave.
Really?
Probably one of their more famous defensemen.
No, I mean, you're talking about... It's probably so easy, so stupid.
Nobody's getting to two. Unbelievable.
We're going
to
get to two. Is that a question
again?
We're
going to go through the music bed twice on number two. Yeah. We're going to break at 5:02.
Oh, it's 5:01 right now.
5:02 will be the record late break. Take a guess, Pete Shepard. Your time is up.
This is so stupid. It probably...
ding.
Yeah, ding. Give me a name.
I'm out.
Ron, I'm not even going to bother with you. You don't know.
No, I wouldn't.
All right.
If you told me Brian Leach, I would have told you that.
Duncan Keith, duh.
Please.
Oh, yeah, I would have got that.
I know Duncan Keith, great player. I don't know.
Ron, thank you for playing. Even though, my pleasure. You got 0 points.
You got zero points, but by two or something.
We're still going to take care of you. Stay on hold. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
Be good.
Most famous number two in hockey is Brian Leach, one of them.
Oh, we blew through all those.
I had what I thought was a great topic.
It was a great topic.
Chris, you are not to be blamed here.
And it was just...
Any more questions?
No, we went through them all.
Hold on. When we missed Derek Jeter out of the box, I knew we were... No, that's not your fault.
Okay.
I knew we were downhill from there. That's all I
got
to say.
I had Jeter and I got Malone, but you didn't give me those. I had to just...
Matt Ryan. I mean, Kawhi Leonard, which I guess was my fault. And now
I had all the questions except for two that were not meant for me.
The deck was stacked against you.
It always is.
All right.
Especially when you don't read the question properly.
I thought that would have been too much of a layup for you. I made an editorial decision on the fly. I decided to omit the easy information to see if I could make it challenging for you.
And who calls Jeter El Capitan?
That's what he's called.
He's called the captain.
John Sterling calls him El Capitan all
the
time.
Captain.
I knew exactly what you meant.
He knew what I was talking about.
Absolutely does. Everybody, a lot of people.
And
call
I don't
him
think that would have helped Ron, to be honest.
I don't think so either.
All right, this is an all-time record.
Put it on the board.
3.5 minutes past the hour. The 5 o'clock hour next. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN, and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.